Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, my brother and sister, we're back. Yes, thank you most high. We're back again for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edom Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, So very thankful, yes indeed. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. This very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words. Most High has granted me. Yes, the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he has told me that for his cause, I have some very important things for him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do. He said that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, told me I would have his protection. Yes, his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. Men have done some of everything they could to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And if they could, yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, for this time of awakening, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. I thank you all for listening. I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, that so much scripture, yes, so much scripture, so much prophecy relates again and again that the pride of man, yes, the pride of man after so many multitudes of divisions that exist among us, pride of man must be broken that the soul of man might be healed. The eyes of men, they must discern that they were shut, that finally they may be opened. The book of Isaiah, we're going to read the text that is as it is written. I would say in this case, Isaiah in the 29th chapter relates a rudimentary word in Isaiah 29. It talks again about what will open the eyes. Yes, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary that the eyes of men be opened. I've spoken about it before many times on this show. Isaiah 29 says, it shall be as when a hungry man dreams. Isaiah 29 and 8 says, it shall be as when a hungry man dreams, and behold, he eats. In his dream, he thought, presumed, he had received much knowledge. It shall be as when a hungry man dreams, and behold, he eats. But when he awakes, he finds his soul is empty. It should be as when a thirsty man dreams. And behold, he drinks. But when he awakes, behold, he is faint. And his soul still has appetite. So shall the multitude of all nations be that fight, that have quarreled, that have resisted, that have striven against Mount Zion. I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, that have striven against the workmanship, the making of the Maker. For my brothers and sisters, how shall a man be formed into that which he must be, knowing not, my brothers and sisters, that for which he was made? Hear me, my brothers and sisters, there's much spiritual maturity it still must occur among our people till we are one. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it is because our people have been spiritually weak that Messiah comes to strengthen minds, the hearts, the souls. And me and my brothers and sisters truly see beyond so many schemes of the darkness. I would even go as far as to tell you, Isaiah 29 will tell you that the Bible in the Hebrew translation by what is called the Jewish Publication Society pretty much agrees that Isaiah 29 is written in the 29th chapter, in particular the New Revised Standard Version. I'd like to read it to you from that version, that you understand what is being written. Echoed are these ideas to prove their veracity in 1 Corinthians 3:17 through 4:5. At Isaiah 29:9, it says, Messiah will come to call men to realize their stupidity. Realize that they have been in a stupor. Realize that they have been blind, with the B is also realize. Realize you've been blind. Realize you've been drunk, but not from mere wine, and not from merely what is strong drink. And my brothers and sisters, our people have been drunken, blinded, a mass of false doctrine that has been imputed upon their minds, their hearts, and their souls. The grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, the gospel of the One Most High, restores mankind unto the will of one. The scriptures tell us that we, if we are wise, we would have been admonished and hearkened to the warning. The scriptures tell us that if we perceive strife and divisions among us, and in the name of the Most High, we should all be speaking the same thing. One understanding. No divisions among us. 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11. It says that we behold strife and divisions, quarrels among us, differences of opinion among us. We should be warned, because we are functioning then as carnal men, and not as spiritual. As spiritual babes and far from mature. For again, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit teaches all things. No lie in it. Holy Spirit teaches the pure, perfect righteousness of Yah. By no means tainted nor constrained as the variant misideologies of men. But I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, these scriptures offer us a vehement warning. I repeat, these scriptures offer us a vehement warning. For if man were wise to the ways of the Most High, even him who told me, if I could look upon and see a multitude of contradictions in this world, and believe that they are the work of his spirit, he told me I could not be a disciple unto him. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that any time the awakened soul sees strife and divisions among us, he knows it is time to seek the Most High, that men discern what is necessary for healing. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, and much prophecy relates to the Messiah's return. In his reappearance to mankind, few at first are they who will discern it is he. To understand this, I would say to you, Isaiah 50, 1 through 5, demands inspection. Zephaniah 2:15, just a couple places. Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6 demands inspection. Messiah said, why when I came was there no man? When I spoke was there none to listen? Have I no power to deliver? Behold, in my rebuke I dry up the rivers. I make your leaders the heavens who rule over you. Those who rule on high over you, I make sackcloth their covering. The Most High has given me the word of wisdom. Morning by morning is it caused my ears to hear the teaching, that I have not turned back the rebellious way. As you know, I declare a word to the weary. All my brothers and sisters, These are the words of a man whom the Most High has taught to discern beyond all the indiscretions of man. Again, my brothers and sisters, in Zephaniah, it talks about Messiah appearing first to a city, confused after all the corruptions of the world over. And because men have become prideful after the designs of their own hearts, Scripture says the wicked, the lawless there, those completely unprepared and trusting in wickedness, trusting in false prophets, would never tell them the whole truth. They had not discerned, would not discern his shame. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, carnal mind sees a multitude of differences. And blinded after this multiplicity under which they are born, consider it to be normalcy. The wisest soul, my brothers and sisters, discerning that from the beginning the Most High intended this world to be ruled after the pure, perfect will of one. The wisest soul knows that the multitude of divisions that we see, in fact, my brothers and sisters, are the result of man's carnality and not the result, my brothers and sisters, of man having been led by the Spirit. Scripture says we walk after the flesh. How about the lawlessness of the flesh? The indiscriminate thinking of the flesh. The spiritual depravity of the flesh. The compromise, indiscretion of the flesh. Again, my brothers and sisters, the lawlessness, the lack of a law, the lack of discerning what is order is common to the flesh. Scripture has already told us that we shall die. After the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, men know or should know to seek all that the Most High has declared purely and completely, offering only one choice. But we see today that man has been confused after a multitude of misopinions, a multitude of misadministrations, a multitude of misrepresentations, after which my brothers and sisters of men truly knew the Most High, they would not have been so gullible. The prophecies tell us the Messiah is appearing. If few of them, my brothers and sisters, will discern that it is he. Had man truly been subject to and under the grace, the gift, the discretion of the Most High granted by his Spirit, if men have been so blind, if men, my brothers and sisters, have been true to discern the preciousness of the gift of Yah, knowing the Most High, discerning his words, would they be so quick to reject his words? Had man, my brothers and sisters, been under the gift of Yah that opens the eyes, how is it that after so much truth, man to this very day has been so vehemently blind? If man were not blind to the truth, these multitude of some 45,000 denominations would not exist. But every single one of these divisions after the works of devils, deviants, blind men, have all told men that they were somehow under the grace, the favor, the gift of Yah, for believing that a multitude of contradictions were true to the one Most High. And such thinking, my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you now, has only been an insult against the wisdom of Yah, an insult against the conscience of Yah, blasphemy against the gift of the Holy Spirit, which would compel men with great zeal to discern beyond all anomalies, to discern the will, even the righteousness of one. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a world today, and men born into a society with a multitude of different denominations, nations, political, social, pseudo-religious. Ah, my brothers and sisters, all kinds of different allegiances, different churches even. men have believed that they've been under the grace of Yah. Well, I was deceived after the misconceits of so many. My brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, it's so simple to understand if you're willing. Messiah said, upon the foundation that he is the expected righteous one, when that day would have been called and known as the Kurdi. Under and upon the foundation, upon and upon the foundation, my brothers and sisters, that he is that righteous one. Humanity should await to restore all things, to bring all things to remembrance. He said he would build his church. I said he would build his church. But men have built many institutions, my brothers and sisters, and said that after these differences, they could be brought out from worldliness. After a multitude of differences, they said they could be brought out from corruption. By corruption. By partiality, they have said they could be brought out from partiality. The Apostle Shaul, my brothers and sisters, says Messiah is not divided. He didn't say that he created a church to Paul. He didn't say he created the church of Peter. He didn't say he created a church of Mark. He didn't say he created a church of Matthias. He didn't say he created a church of Yohanan. He didn't say he created a church, my brothers and sisters, under anyone's name but his own. And the name, my brothers and sisters, the Most High signs his covenant with is his own. And Messiah comes in his Father's name to represent all that is divine will. And to make a long story short, my brothers and sisters, men not discerning that they have sworn by the name of the Most High after partial, worthless standards, have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways how humanity has been left to be blamed. Unwilling to discern the greater gift, the greater wisdom of Yah, men trusting in lies, half-truths, have been blinded, even predisposed, my brothers and sisters, under great hate and anger against the gift of divine reproof. All such pride, not discerning, but to call upon the name of the Most High, to be avowed unto the name of the Most High, one is avowed and obligated to seek, even to seek the restoration, to attain. All, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets. Even, my brothers and sisters, that in attaining this knowledge, to guard it and defend it, that it might be preserved, even from generation to generation. Whoever will call upon the name of the Most High, who declares himself as all that he is, that would associate the holy name upon any vain, partial, worthless, misideal, a collective so-called body of knowledge, my brothers and sisters, has sanctioned a curse. In fact, many curses against our people. We will warn if any man seek to deny in any way the law and the prophets or compel his brother to do so, he is guilty even under hellfire and shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Read Matthias 5:14-24. We will warn against false prophets who will never tell you the whole truth, causing men to be hasty and self-righteously proud, establishing their own righteousness. This is never the gospel, never the word of peace, but a word of contention. A deviant word, my brothers and sisters, of devils. Devils, my brothers and sisters, misleading our people after partialities and hasty conclusions unaware, have been the demise and destruction of many souls. Scripture says, he who dies without the law shall perish without the law. Brothers and sisters, do you really believe every man keeping a Shabbat, even if they were, keeping Shabbat at his proper time, preaching different doctrine? Each man keeping the feast of the Most High in their proper time, preaching different doctrine, that they argue contentiously against one another. Do you really believe that's the law of the Most High? My brothers and sisters, whatever gamut of rule that men and their fallen conscience uphold. It is not sufficient to bring perfect peace with the Most High, our brothers and sisters. That was never lawful. It was still after the guidance of the flesh, but not after the spirit. Still after a carnal mind, our brothers and sisters, that hates the law or what would bring order true unto the Most High. After the flesh, my brothers and sisters, men are guided after what seems wise in their own hearts. After the spirit, one conscience transmitted from the mind of the Most High, or as people brought to agreement to discern more than just simply what is written, but why it is written and written on even unto its purpose. Think about it. 2,000 years ago, when the Apostle Shaul spoke to the Corinthian church, they were the keepers of the Shabbats. They were keepers of the feasts. But the contentions among them, my brothers and sisters, proved them far from what before Yah is lawful. And many resistant against the greater reproof of the Most High, resistant, seeking to exalt themselves in and of themselves, did not discern, my brothers and sisters, that as a people, still not fully reproved, not yet fully reconciled, were in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, still yet damned. What is written? If you walk after the flesh, you will die. But if you subdue the flesh, or you allow the flesh, or your personal opinions and ideals, your misconceits, your hatred conclusion to be subdued, erased, eradicated by the greater wisdom of light offered by the Spirit of the Most High, says then, and only then, shall you live. Most High declared a plan from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, and declared from the very beginning what will and what will not be in the kingdom of Yah. And whoever was not willing to have himself or allow himself to be molded and shapen, having my brothers and sisters removed what needs to be removed and put in place what needs to be put in place, my brothers and sisters will not be found a worthy vessel unto that holy kingdom. Time we understand, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures tell us that when Messiah appears, he must open the eyes of the blind. Scripture says, because men refused to hear, he left them under a spirit of deep sleep. It not only closed your eyes, but closed also your rulers. And my brothers and sisters, their vision, the vision of all, have been covered. Read Isaiah 29 and understand. And the words of the book, my brothers and sisters, been as a book that has been sealed, men having the book, but not discerning its meaning. Book delivered both to those who rule and those who are guided under them. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, the end result of it all, Scripture says that men have worshipped the Most High in vain when they've kept for doctrines the precepts of men. So therefore, says Isaiah 29:14, behold, I'll proceed to do a marvelous work. What does this mean? I'll bring to bear what men had not been compelled or had not the vision to consider. Open the minds, open the hearts, reveal to them what they had not seen, to lift and raise the conscience of men, to open the eyes, to finally be willing and know the need to pursue what before they had not even known as the grace of Yah. Had not known, my brothers and sisters, even what before Yah is to be accounted precious. But had men discerned the preciousness of a holy word, discerning, my brothers and sisters, what reveals what is necessary to reside in the kingdom of Yah, humanity, my brothers and sisters, would not be so gullible as to have fallen victim to 45,000 manners of demons, deviant doctrines, denominations, nations, diverse cultures, social misorder, religious, political, national misorder. But Yah has declared that we should have no other God but He. What does this mean? No other standard but His. And every partial standard, every polluted standard of brothers and sisters is the worship of another. Scripture says Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. And after the Spirit shall he expose, destroy, slay every wicked. And that word for wicked is lawless standard that falls short of the righteousness of Yah. And unto him, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, all nations shall seek. Scripture says, all the isles shall wait for his law. And my brothers and sisters, that law is not a word divided. You break the law into a multitude of pieces, every man feeling himself justified, having broken even a single part of it, is nothing but misorder. Scripture says, the isles shall wait for his law, and his rest, his peace, should be honorable, glorious. Worthy praise. Well, my brothers and sisters, think about it. If you had just 10 commandments, and believe me, contained in every one of what is divine command, there's a billion reasons why these are solid and sound truths. Shall it be, my brothers and sisters, that one man chooses to worship another God, another standard. Another, my brothers and sisters, so chooses to worship the idols created after his own mind and heart. Another seeks to associate the holy name with every false standard imaginable. My brothers and sisters, so an incomplete thing perform its service. Man resisting against hearing the law of the Most High rejects being, as they say, rejects the call unto divine service. We've talked the other day in Ephesians how the grace of the gospel demands that every man comprehend with all the saints, all those who are consecrated in the Most High, must all comprehend to the height, depth, and breadth of what is divine understanding. Ephesians 3rd. Salvation, not after the varying conversation of men, but after the various conversation of men, are men still yet the children of wrath, fallen from the gift, the grace, the reconciling discipline, the law, the order of the kingdom of Yah. Said salvation, not after the devices, the misconceits, or the works, the making of men. But we are created, it says in 2:8-12, unto good works, to be his workmanship, his making, according to what Yah from the beginning is foreordained. Unto good works, the fullness of what Yah is foreordained. If we're stranger, remain strangers, that commonwealth, that common knowledge, that common expectation, that common orientation, that will rebuild the kingdom of Israel. That is the expectation of all Israel. That is the covenant, promise, belief in the promise that Most High will reconcile his people as one. That they speak no lies, do no iniquity. No deceitful mouth found among them. Read Zephaniah 3:13. If you fall short of that expectation, after one who will make peace, the brothers and sisters, Scripture says you without hope, without Yah. How about far from the expectation or even faith in the righteous one and still divided in the world? What does that mean? What is the world? Shall man be delivered from the misconceits in the world by the world? What is that thing they call the world? It is this deceitful matrix of brothers and sisters, this deceitful controlling body of knowledge that tells men that after all their contentions, they have the favor of the Most High and glorify his name. Scripture says when Messiah appears, in the book of Malachi, the Lord whom you seek will rebuke those who believe that they are good in the sight the sight of the Most High, every man walking after his own opinion, after his own ideals. I'm talking about need to read around 2:16, 3 and 4 Malachi. He will usurp the pride. How about my brothers and sisters? He will expose everyone who has put upon himself a robe of supposed righteousness, but still walking after the carnality of their own flesh. What do you think it is when it talks about lawlessness? It says, carnal mind is enmity against the law of Yah. Carnal mind resists the discipline of the Most High. He said, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Make disciples in the name. How about according to the fullness of all that is the word of Yah? After all the Spirit will reveal, that teaches all things, no lie in it. My brothers and sisters, men have not walked truthfully after the name of the Most High, or else they would be one. But with his name, he signs and seals all his word. And he does not sign a contract, my brothers and sisters, that has been defiled, that in all things upon it he did not write. Man called upon the name of the Most High, avows himself in the name of the Most High, is avowed, obligated to seek all that is divine will. Nobody calls upon the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, truly calls upon the name of the Most High, believing he has a right to change or turn aside from anything the Most High has decreed. But there are those who have not discerned this. My brothers and sisters, Scripture says Messiah comes to give power to those who have been spiritually weakened, believing that they were, what, delivered after a multitude of rulers who have divided our people after a multitude of different allegiances, rulers who themselves discern not righteousness, rulers who themselves are more concerned about their pulpits and thrones than the reconciliation of a people. My brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to give sight to the blind, to restore spiritual strength to his people. Because indeed, after the misconceits of man, many of my brothers and sisters have been made quite weary, trusting that they discerned enough, but only after the constraints of those whom my brothers and sisters, Messiah himself must come to utterly obliterate in their thinking from the conscience of men, that unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. For he comes, my brothers and sisters, to declare a raising of conscience, to cause men to consider what they had not considered, that men might know, my brothers and sisters, that it is he who is the one the Most High has sent, that a world, considering, giving consideration of all things as one, might in the Most High, shall in the Most High, cooperate, love and trust, believe as one, and nothing else, my brothers and sisters, that men have contrived against that fruition. Nothing that men have contrived, my brothers and sisters, to establish, what, their own churches? Wow. Has been true to the gospel of Yah. No man can call men out from the misconceits of the variances of the world, establishing another variance. All that's required to create a devil, if there was none, if man just simply not have the discipline of Yah or not seek the Most High enough, that men agree in all things. Again, we are commanded in the name of the Most High to seek all his will. If any man disagree on even one point, he has broken the law of the Most High. If men disagree on even one point, they are predisposed not only against man against man, but against Yah. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, the reason for which Messiah then truly comes. We talk many times in this show about how Isaiah 45 says, woe to him who quarrels with, who strives against his maker. How many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, that throughout the course of millennial reign, every single soul that is born, and even those of this age, my brothers and sisters, must all come to discern how to follow the Lamb wherever he leads. Every mind reconciled after one spirit, after the will of one. And no one, my brothers and sisters, reveals or can reveal that common workmanship unto the mind of one better than he who is one with Yah. Who's ready to understand the reality? There's a reason why Messiah comes forth to a people who have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. According to Isaiah 48, says, there's no peace to the lawless, no peace to those who walk after their flesh, after their own opinions. No peace, no order for men without a reference point believe that they have been reverent. So he will come forth saying, listen to me, O ye isles, hearken to me, O ye nations. Most High is coming from the womb. Yes, even from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. To bring his people back to him, to reveal again what is his glory. What is glorious before Yah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. A word complete and perfect. If we look at the book of Revelation, it talks about he comes against those whose works have not been found perfect before the Most High. We come against them with the sword of his mouth. We declare an absolute word, and whoever will not seek that fullness of a word, we found a deceiver. What have you to discern, my brothers and sisters? It's only after an invariant light shall the world be reconciled. The gift of Yah, the gift that comes from above, is an invariant light. No variableness, no contentions, no shadow of changing. Light, my brothers and sisters, does not deny light. But there are those in this world who think that they are the sons of light, that when the King of Glory appears, they're utmost prepared to reject rather than accept his wisdom. Because Messiah will come speaking concerning many things that for generations, my brothers and sisters, men have not heard or nor have men considered. The pastors wouldn't tell you that. And there's a reason, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah comes to reprove them all. Let me say this to you. I didn't intend the night's show to be very long, because there's so much that needs to be spoken, and I would like it to be that these things spoken tonight have a chance to percolate a bit in your minds. But I want you to consider something. Many call themselves Hebrew Israelites today realize that Rome did some serious damage against the faith. But have they discerned how much damage? Have they understood, my brothers and sisters, that Rome was a perpetuation? Is. Present Rome, even. Is a perpetuation of all the lies that men have conceived since the dawn of human fall. Let me say a few words to you. I want you to consider. The Most High has declared a solution to bring an end of this confusion, this Babylonish lie that men have trusted in this world. They have deceived and robbed many of their souls. He said, watch out for false prophets for a reason. Don't teach the whole word. They teach a pack of lies that cause men to walk after the ways of demons and think that they are wise. Well, the scripture says in Isaiah 5:20-26, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Many have called impurity and imperfect standards complete and said that they were holy. And my brothers and sisters, all they have done is stood against the wisdom of the one Most High. Let me tell you something. For those of you who would understand, and if you don't, please get the foundation necessary in examining the article on my website called Hidden Gospel at hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. For from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, from the dawn of human fall, the Most High promised that the day would come, this world be redeemed under its Maker. Many need to understand who the Most High is calling. When he calls forth to be the Maker, the Reformer, the Restorer of Israel in Isaiah 45. the one whose purpose is to redeem Israel according to an unflinching word, true in all things, like a rod of iron. No shake, no shimmy, no compromise, but it's called to bring forth all that is divine pleasure. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. From the very beginning, Most High foreswore. He even spoke to Noah, saying that the day would come that he would redeem all mankind fully unto himself. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, from the dawn of human fall, from the time that the adversary, I would even say before then, the adversary turned men away from the perfect will of Yah, Most High swore redemption would one day come. And he would do whatever was necessary to break the foolish pride of men, considering themselves wise after their lack of wisdom, and would bring his people back to himself. I would have you to understand that there's a nature to all false religion. The Most High declared from the beginning who he would, who he has foreordained, who he would use according to his purpose to bring humanity back to himself. And all false religion, my brothers and sisters, has been about twisting and perverting the minds, even hiding from the minds, not to consider the eventuation foretold in that scenario. The expectation of the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one, who the Most High said he would reveal from a city that he would reprove as a misexample. A city of being a misexample, or an example of all the misconceits of the world. That plan, my brothers and sisters, is related to us way back in Numbers 24th chapter, need to read the 14th, 17th, and 19th verse. Need to look at that article, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. The article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies. The Gospel of Show, Shiloh, the Remembrance of the Promise. Look at all those articles. And discernment, brothers and sisters, what Scripture said in advance, the rulers would not teach, lest they expose themselves. The expectation of Messiah is one called the Kurdi, who established an absolute standard, who establishes an absolute law of the world, beyond all the lawlessness that seems wise to the flesh. My brothers and sisters, that expectation was from the very beginning. Messiah is called Rishon Acharon, the beginning and the end. And those who discern that plan are they who discern the gospel. Whoever believes any other plan, or trust after any other doctrine and calls it the gospel, Scripture says it's accursed. And my brothers and sisters, Scripture tells us in these last days, you look around and find no one wants to teach that plan. It means the world, my brothers and sisters, trusting in men and the multitude of debates and doubts taught by men are falling from grace, proving themselves unwilling to hear the truth. Because I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you really understand Isaiah 42nd chapter concerning Messiah. It speaks about one who himself will have to wake up and realize that he had walked in vanity. Most High will choose who he will, has chosen who he will, to put his spirit upon him, to awaken him, my brothers and sisters. For there's an ancient adage understood by the Hebrew sages. The Messiah is not the body you see, but the spirit that is within him. Who shall discern, my brothers and sisters, the spirit that is within that body the Most High has chosen and named in birth? To discern, my brothers and sisters, a word sent from on high. The expectation of the anointed one, the Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, the one who will reprove all mankind according to all that is divine righteous, that would reveal again the fullness of all that is truth. The one who the Scripture says will have to awaken to realize that what he trusted in this world had been vanity, but the Most High shall become his strength, his teacher. The one who strengthens the caliber of his soul. Who is it that will recognize him, my brothers and sisters, in his time when he speaks a word? Line upon line, precept upon precept, after so much the men had not even begun to consider. And the scripture says, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. And I say, while the expectation of that one called the Kurdi, even one called the Mahdi, who delivers Israel. Ah, Islam barred that term. They didn't tell you Jeremiah 51st chapter, talking about the one called the Mahdi who destroys Babylon once and for all. That must be the Messiah. And when they call King of the Medes, that word is Mahdi. They didn't tell you, my brothers, is that one in Revelation called the King of the East is that same one who destroys Babylon once and for all. The king who comes suddenly like the rising sun because your leaders didn't prepare you and left you in the darkness. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah would come to a people blinded to lead them by the way they knew not. Everybody expects when Messiah comes, surely they knew him. Well, if they had known him, would they have so easily and so quickly rejected words that prepare them for his appearance? And the scriptures talk about a city blind, brothers and sisters, that would not see, to prove to mankind that he does not see, lest Most High opens the eyes, and the eyes unto true discipline for the Most High are willing to be opened, that they may be counted trustworthy. I would say, while the expectation of the Kurdi remained extant in the East, the people held it as a great meticulous priority of great importance, knowing that this one will judge man according to all the righteousness of Yah. They held it of great meticulous importance to assure that they keep the sanctity and the fullness of all that is revealed in divine law against all intrusively perverse irreverence among the divided nations of the Gentiles, a people devout to defend faith against all idolatry, against all intrusion, against all perversion after the fallen conscience of fleshly men. That was a people that Rome could not dominate. Rome, my brothers and sisters, murdered literally millions in the first centuries. So they silenced all those who knew the truth, and my brothers and sisters put to silence all those who would speak it if they knew it. Messiah says, you love me, keep, preserve my commandments. How about against all the intrusions of those who would destroy the knowledge of that conscience? Have men even sought that conscience today, my brothers and sisters, they might restore it? Messiah is called the promised one unto whom righteousness belongs. But the Most High said he would raise his conscience to discern what men need to realize again, that their eyes be open. But I can tell you, selfishly ambitious schemes intent to blind the world against the expectation of the righteous one called the Kurdi, who will expose all the unrighteousness of all the kings, who expose the unrighteousness of all your priests. But my brothers and sisters, these selfish schemes intend to blind the world against the expectation of one who reveals greater righteousness. That is the deviant religion, not only of Rome, but of all ancient Babylon. For from the very beginning, it was understood by those who would understand that the adversary took many of the angels to fall from on high with him. It was always understood that when the Most High seeks to reclaim this world, a battle, yes, my brothers and sisters, a battle was foreordained and understood. There'll be a battle, my brothers and sisters, between the son of darkness and the righteous son of light. Against the lawless son of darkness, the righteous son of light. And humanity, all its history, my brothers and sisters, awaits the confrontation of that day. Is it your leaders, my brothers and sisters, tell you that you should seek all righteousness that you rightly prepare? Like I say, selfish, ambitious schemes intent to blind the world against the expectation of the righteous one. Like it says in Psalms 2, kings are taking counsel against the Most High, against his anointed, even against his law. The Most High will mock at them in the days the Most High declares to Messiah that he is his son. This day has he begotten him. Telling the kings they must be wise to be instructed, if they even have a chance, lest they perish from his way while his wrath is kindled but a little. but the deviant religion of Rome. And today, my brothers and sisters, the deviant religion of people calling themselves Protestants alike, even whether they call themselves Hebrew Israelites, makes no difference. The nature of all false religion is that men have stood against understanding the fruition that we must reconcile the people of the Most High, redeem the people of Yah unto the will of one at the hand of that one whom the Most High has chosen. But many say that they are Hebrews today. But if you told them about the one the Most High said will reprove all men and all your leaders and all your kings and all your priests, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance, that he will declare a word of which they were completely unfamiliar, that their pride must be broken to hear him, would they be willing to receive it? My brothers and sisters, all Western false religion, polytheist religion, has been a scheme against discerning the Savior, as one called the Kurdi, the one who comes unexpectedly, the one that the people did not know to discern, whose wisdom also they did not know. For many of my brothers and sisters call themselves believers and have not even known what to believe. I would have you, my brothers and sisters, consider these things. The scriptures foretold the nature of man, that he's going to have to discern, that his pride, after what he seemed wise to himself, was vanity, nothing before the Most High. In fact, all the result of his own idolatry, whatever perversion in the midst of their doctrines were believed. But who's willing to hear it? My brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. Man believing that a multitude of contradictions is a covenant has been a liar. Man believing that a multitude of contradictions has been a covenant has been a deceiver. And deceived, and carrying on deceit from generation to generation. A covenant law, my brothers and sisters, is not preserved where every man irreverently proposes a right to change it. The papal substitute, let me tell you something. The papacy has a title called Vicarius Filii Dei, the Vicar of the Son of Yah. Most High never declared a substitute, definitely not declare a multitude of substitutes. So this papal substitute, this hypocritical counterfeit, and his claim and authority to give all manner of Western rule the seal of Yah, the approval of Yah, as if approved before Yah, and all their differences is just a vain, worthless, lying, damnable, demonic imp against the salvation of man, a curse against the awakening of men's eyes. For men who believe that such corruption is the light of the Most High, it is because they have never seen the light. And had they seen the light, my brothers and sisters, they would have known the grace of Yah. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, who call it the darkness light and light darkness. Take bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Who call themselves prudent in their own sight, the scripture says, woe to them. For they are completely unprepared to be able to stand before the Son of Man, even he before whom none of your rulers will be able to stand, and that they all will be counted treacherous against divine demand. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand. Yah gave great warning against this confederate scheme, refusing to receive or accept to be true to the true seal of all the covenant and all the law. Most High tells Messiah not to be confederate or walk after any of these supposed schemes of man that men have called a covenant. It means, my brothers and sisters, that if Most High admonishes his son in that day not to trust any of these confederacies of man, it means, my brothers and sisters, they were all falling short of a covenant because he is the one come to restore it. But who's ready to understand it? Like I said, the Most High told me that all I see, hear, anything else from men, I better check it out with him first, or someone make a fool of me. A fool is a man, of brothers and sisters, also as one who believes that what he has is worthy when it is not, who being deceived has not perceived nor been willing to receive what truly before the Most High is precious. And many of my brothers and sisters have walked after such folly, walk after such deception, simply because, my brothers and sisters, they have not perceived what the Most High decreed must become the guidance, the mutual guidance of his people. Time we discern far better, my brothers and sisters, in this mass of treachery. For it has not been a result of the gift of the Spirit. It has not been the result of the grace of Yah. The definition of the word curse is division. How is it the men have been so divided and have still been unwilling to believe they were under a curse? Why? Because every one of your cursed rulers told you that under them you were blessed, even though the word blessed means made one, and the very fact that they established these divisions means that you weren't reconciled. Every one of them tell you reconcile to the Most High after their differences. But I can tell you, there's no question in my mind, heart, or soul. Not a question even in the least, my brothers and sisters. And I see every one of them having fallen short of the wisdom declared in the Scriptures, because Scripture says the false rulers among you will never prepare you for the one who will reprove them all. Meaning that they all, in seeking to hide this truth from you, have all been the denizens of darkness, all false prophets. Under them, not a single soul is shaped and molded under the fullness of the Most High intends. Isaiah 41 says, they don't tell you that this was the plan from the beginning, that the ultimate eventuality, the constancy of all things, or the plan by which all things shall find constancy. They shall in no case be found just, godly. No case found worthy to enter the kingdom of Yah. Read Isaiah 41:21-42:4. And understand why you should behold and prepare to behold him who declares a solution beyond all this confusion. For that one, my brothers and sisters, is the one in which whom the Most High said his soul delights, that all the nations should revere and respect Yah through him. All should know from the rising of the sun to the west, there's none else but Yah and every other standard after which men would exalt themselves in their partiality have all been vanity before him. Most High is going to reveal to mankind far more than he has ever known in this present past age. How many of my brothers and sisters showed enough discipline before the Most High prepared for that time when man must discern all that he's forever obligated to come to fruition in a time when there'll be no obstacle? For everyone who will not be hasty, let's just say who will not be diligent to quickly understand all that needs to be understood, will be counted an obstacle in that day. World religion, my brothers and sisters, from its beginning, was and remains purpose to blind men against the righteous expectation of the one who will reveal all righteousness and show man beyond his blindness. World religion, my brothers and sisters, has been purposed from the fall, from the time of the fall and beyond. All worship, false worship, my brothers and sisters, damning device, has been an effort on the parts of those that the adversary would use to keep men worshiping devils, deceivers, fallen conscience, prideful, not ready to receive the reproof of one who brings righteousness, causing men, my brothers and sisters, to love damnation unawares, and not having the expectation of one who commands all men to prepare according to the fullness of the law, men have failed the kind of zeal necessary to be found worthy to truly hear and be called to obedience to the gospel. Psalms 14, Psalm 53 says the Messiah's appearance is because the Most High has looked and he saw none righteous, no, not one, none who discerned how much we needed to seek Yah, none discerning how far man is fallen from the righteous expectation of Yah. And for this reason, according to Psalm 14, Psalm 53, for this reason, according to Isaiah 59, for this reason, according to Isaiah 41, Messiah sent that man's iniquity, man's lack of diligence, man's negligence, the dimension to which men have fallen after the selfish ambition of men might be discerned, that men again discern according to Malachi all that is righteous, all that is pleasing to the Most High of old as in former years. It's because men could believe that the multitude of these divisions could somehow be wise. Many have believed, my brothers and sisters, and what could never be. Most High is unchanging. Ordinance is his law, and the intent of his law endures forever. To know what is said and not know why it's said is a missed point. That is the fall from a covenant. Many have talked about a new covenant, but that scripture only means the word Kadosh ultimately relates only what must be a restoration to mind. What men have forgotten were under the curses of many false rulers, lying pastors, priests, rabbis, kings, imams, whatever you want to call them, kings, premiers, presidents, all my brothers and sisters which have sought to maintain over the minds of men fallen standards against discerning that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. They have all set up mankind not to be prepared for that one called the King of Glory, who will not compel his people to swear deceitfully, will command my brothers and sisters, his people, to walk according to truly what is wise. For the Most High said, that one will be mighty in battle. Yes, my brothers and sisters, for what part, what cause? To destroy the enemy. To destroy whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, would act as an obstacle against the people of Yah becoming again in all things true to the Most High One. All false religion has stood against that expectation of man reconciled beyond his flesh. All false religion has sought to give sanction to the misopinions of men. All false religion have blinded men against discerning how they have been reprobate in their minds without discipline in their minds simply because they did not discern that the Most High has forsworn at the utmost command of all his people. We all must love and seek him for all that he is, with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. And in this, we discern at last how to love our brother. If we don't seek the truth unto this fruition, or we seek to compromise the truth to leave one another at a loss for knowledge, brothers and sisters, this is not love. But my brothers and sisters, this is men seeking to be reconciled based upon his hate. Hatred against what the Most High himself has decreed must be if our people are to be reconciled as one with him, because he did not deny himself. I want you to understand, I'll say it again. We need to understand then, since the feasts of the Most High are times, the Most High is a portion for the remembrance of all his will. Discern why the scriptures declare that in the time the kingdom is established, all men of all nations must come to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. I would say not just the Feast of Tabernacles, but all the feasts. That all, my brothers and sisters, be updated with regard to the growing knowledge of Yah. The feasts, my brothers and sisters of Yah, then are the feasts of the Son of Man. For the scripture says, in that day they will come to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, the worship of the King at Jerusalem, from whence the law of peace shall go forth to all the nations. All the nations shall seek his law. It didn't say one time, but continually. Blessed are they who will understand. The feast of the Son of Man, brothers and sisters, of the time the Most High appoints him. All men seek all the fullness of the gospel, that all may agree. What the scripture says, say also to the son of the stranger, who take hold of his Sabbath, to do the things that please him. Takes hold of his covenant, do the things that please him, and say even them he will give within his house and within his walls. A name is greater sons and daughters. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, willing to understand? The man is not willing to open up his heart to receive fully what the Most High declares. If he's not willing to understand that scenario, that yes, this world has taught many lies to blind men against this greater truth. If man cannot believe what the scriptures have said, and believe me, I can take you to my website, I can take you through this Bible from one end to the other, and tell you again and again how the Most High has forsworn that, yes, Messiah will come in the last days out of a city confused, to expose all confusion, to reveal all righteousness, to expose every fallen standard of this world. Yes, my brothers and sisters, at the hand, Most High would do this at the hand of a man that he has chosen and named from birth. Oh, I know many of you have never heard this. But I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, if you can't believe this, the lying matrix of this world that has taught many lies to blind you against the greater truth has you. But I would tell you, you must overcome the lies and misconceits of this world. And I would even go as far as to say to those of you who can believe, you have a leeway then, my brothers and sisters, for reverence to Yah, knowing that the whole world has lied to you. And the whole world has been a device against your discerning the way of freedom. That in believing these things, seeking these things, proving that you would be diligent to discern these things, you'd be granted power to become the sons of Yah. The Most High has forsworn that all his people must be true to him in all his will. Man has not been watchful, though, my brothers and sisters. Men have expected one who they thought was lawless like them, a thief and a lawless one like them. Read Psalm 51. Men thought he was a wicked one like them, a thief who would keep the covenant lightly, but his scripture says he would reprove mankind. All his sin, for he is the perfection of beauty revealed. But men have expected one who expects nothing of them. They worshiped a Greco-Roman abomination called a Christ, one sanctioned after a substitute that the Most High never approved, perpetuating all the lies of polytheist Western rule. I told you before, my brothers and sisters, man not having the expectation of one who will either seal and confirm and approve mankind or leave man to wrath, whether or not they're willing to seek all divine will. That expectation of that one compels those who are wise to the faith to seek all divine will. But not having that expectation, men have forgotten much. And have been left completely unprepared for the day of salvation. Blessed are they who will hear these words and will understand why the scripture says such things, as he must lead the blind by a way that they knew not. The way of peace men have not known. He comes to open the eyes of the blind. Meaning, my brother says, he would not have to do this, as the eyes of men have been for a long time shut. Says he will have to make darkness light before them. That means men have stumbled in the darkness and didn't even know it. We have to make crooked lines, crooked things, crooked paths straight. Men not discerning their paths were crooked. have walked them, my brothers and sisters, only to their own demise. Paths that would never eventuate them to the goal. They have walked only because, my brothers and sisters, they have not discerned the right path. The pride of men is going to have to be broken. For if men had truly known the righteousness of Yah, they would have discerned his son. It was written, my brothers and sisters, that in this manner, the Most High must expose the unrighteousness of all your kings. That you discern, my brothers and sisters, that you must trust beyond them. You were told your righteous must exceed the unrighteous of all your leaders who deny the law and the prophets, and so much of these things I'm telling you now are contained in the law and the prophets. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Why? Because refusing to believe the truth, you are in a cage. You are left undisciplined. If you were to walk into the kingdom, you would only create disorder. Especially if you thought continue to want to consider yourself wise. No man's going to dictate to the Most High the ways of his kingdom. The ways of his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has dictated before any of us were born. Like I said, had man been under the grace, the conscience, the raised mind and heart of the Most High, they would have known that in the divisiveness they see, men have been under many curses, something that is far from the gospel of peace, far from what is the grace, the gift, the knowledge of Yah. The men have compromised to believe that all manner of doctrine, that this world, think about it, Rome called folks Christian after a whole lot of different warring ideals among the various Gentile nations. And told them that they had faith in Yah because they had a church, my brothers and sisters, after a total counterfeit. Like I said, Messiah did not declare a church of Paul or a church of Kepha, Peter, or a church of James, or a church of Matthias, or a church of Mark, or a church of Luke. If you really want to know him of truth, my brothers and sisters, he declared that there must be a body of believers who all seek with humility the knowledge of him. So he said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives, preach good tidings, the whole word to the meek who will receive it. Those who realize that they have been poor, blind, and naked, my brothers and sisters, to gain great wealth, spiritual wealth, great blessing from the Most High. Those who have been blind, my brothers and sisters, shall yet see or discern how much the world has rejected what is precious. Those, my brothers and sisters, who have walked in nakedness, the mere misconceits of their flesh, my brothers and sisters, shall be clothed in a robe of righteousness. If they're humble enough to discern that they haven't been taught many different doctrines that men have called gospel, and discerning that under these they were under curses, many forms of damnation, shall some, my brothers and sisters, be made wise. It's a tough word for a lot of folks. You know, what am I saying? The people who are Baptists and never heard these things were damned? That's exactly what I'm saying. People that were Catholic, they never heard these things, were damned for many generations. That's exactly what I'm saying. You can't prove that you believed in the light, never having seen the light. What Rome did was seek to blind the people, hide from the people, cause them to forget what was the initial faith and be given a total counterfeit without the hope of the true expectation. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says Messiah appears. It's because none of your leaders have taught you all that you needed to know. If you can't accept that, my brothers and sisters, you never can accept the righteousness of Yah. If you want to believe, after all these contentions, if I were to show you, and I can, trust me, I can, if I were to show you so much scripture that your leaders never taught you to consider, would you still trust that your leaders have set you upon a firm foundation? Scripture said the Messiah appeared, said, watch out for false. You should have watched, don't know to watch out for false prophets who teach false, foolish, fleshly, short-sighted, undisciplined, reprobate, cursed doctrines that divide our people. But they cried, Lord, Lord, but never to form fully what is the will of the Father. Scripture said this was an unfirm foundation. Can you imagine everybody standing upon cracks, a foundation that's cracked, and everybody wants to call themselves firmed upon that which has no continuity or cohesiveness? He says, those who believe in such are like those who built their house upon sand, no foundation at all. For those who understand it, like those who built themselves upon a strong foundation. Those who understand and believe. He said, when the rain comes, how about the reproof of the Most High to show mankind about how much of the truth he is rejecting? Scripture says, the fall of that house, where men have refused to understand, calling themselves wise. Father, that house should be a great one. And many of the leaders, I can tell you right now, and I hope many of them are listening. When I sought to speak to you, you would not hear. Thus says the Most High, when you come desirous to have an audience, you will not be heard. So when I called, you did not answer. Spoke, you did not listen. Therefore, I will deliver you to the sword, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. How many, my brothers and sisters, if only they'd known to receive the love of Yah, because they had not been taught a counterfeit for so long, might have been saved through the course of ages. The woe to him who quarrels and strives against his maker. And no man, my brothers and sisters, attains to the fruition of what is necessary in every mind, heart, and soul that all agree. But by the Spirit of the One Most High. But many of my brothers and sisters have imagined themselves wise, never having known wisdom. Call themselves so wise because they just didn't know how much they needed to grow. Call themselves wise, my brothers and sisters, for the truth of the matter, had they truly heard from the Most High, they would know there's no end of all the seeking of his understanding. So Messiah comes to eliminate the carnal-minded teachings of those who walk after the flesh, calling themselves wise and exalting themselves only unto for all they know, the fruits of damnation. They say, what else is the will of the flesh? The scripture says, all, what does the scripture say out there for the Messiah comes? The grass withers, the flower fades, when the wind of the Most High, the Spirit of the Most High, the proof of the Most High, the light of the Most High blows upon it. The grass withers, the flower fades. And all flesh is as the grass. It means all the undisciplined presumptuousness, lawlessness of man will fall before the righteous one who comes to reveal again a law. So what else is the will of the flesh that must be subdued but is the pride and arrogance of man who's willing to presume himself wise, presume himself ready even to rule, when the Most High has not yet said to any one of them, today you are my son, this day have I begotten thee. But there are those who call themselves Israel, who call say they are Jews, who won't even speak about what the Most High said he would do, who he said he would send forth, declare who has the seal of approval, to be called Israel, to be called a Jew, to be called honorable before the Most High, and who will not. Every one of them, my brothers and sisters, still yet possessed, bewitched, in bondage, in prisoners, my brothers and sisters, of Babylonish false religion, the dregs, the vestiges of what has been a lie from the beginning. And the scripture says, in the last days of discern, the Messiah must come to bring man out from this blindness among all the Gentiles that have caused them so many ways to consider themselves somehow wise among the nations. after the misdesigns of the nations. And I would simply tell you, my brothers and sisters, had Israel today known, if Israel today knew, the expectation of the current age, so might the whole world know. And all these divisions they call Judaism, Christianity, Messianic Judaism, Hebrew Christianity, Islam, had all known that they must meticulously seek all the word beyond all the rulers, none of you will so easily fall victim, gullible, to those who hide the truth from you, who comfort you in your vanity, who make you complicit with them in robbery. For many of my brothers and sisters have trusted in those who would rob the Most High to comfort men in their ignorance, and have expected somehow to be taught, and expected somehow to be dealt with fairly. They might, my brothers and sisters, bring forth an offering acceptable to Yah. My brothers and sisters, the Most High told me he gives his own far more reasoning and far more sense than to fall for that. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. Salvation from the world would never after the diverse conversation of treacherous false prophets who would never seek nor keep nor tell the whole truth. Last evening I entitled the show, "Whoever Will Not Teach You the Whole Truth is a Liar." Once an institution, my brothers and sisters, if it ever had the truth, falls away from it, to cause men to swear by the holy name, but not unto the fruition, that men never attain unto the consummate truth of the Most High, that institution, having lost and forgotten so much truth, is an institution, my brothers and sisters, of damnation after which many are lost. We were warned in 2 Thessalonians against the intrusions of the principalities and powers causing men's iniquity become a mystery among us. The intrusions of so many lies, my brothers and sisters, are what many call foundations of faith today. My brothers and sisters, faith is not restored till every one of those lies and every one of those obstacles is removed. Most High declared an end to this Babylonish confusion. And in my brothers and sisters, it can only come by the process of elimination according to all righteousness he declared. And this, my brothers and sisters, is something your rulers wanted you never to know. But they are your obstacles that you must overcome. He said your righteousness must exceed them. Wherever they've caused you to deny any part of the law and the prophets, they are the adversaries that you must overcome. For whoever will cause you to deny even the least word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is neither your friend nor a friend of Yah, if you would serve him. Salvation of the world, from the world, my brothers and sisters, has never been after the misrule of many, but in knowing the righteousness, even all the Most High declares as the righteousness and the peace, the justice of one.
60 seconds.
And there's no law lawful unto all peace and order, but the law in all its totality that is revealed by him. After no less shall any man be judged righteous. After no less, my brothers and sisters, shall any man be approved. After no less, my brothers and sisters, shall any man be shall attain to the name of the Most High. We truly call the sons and daughters of Israel, the sons of righteousness. Blessed are they who trust, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, for the righteous one, he said, for whom we should all be seeking, that all righteous be revealed and all lies exposed. Not discerning the perfect will of Yah, Messiah comes, the scripture says, as suddenly as a thief in the night. One like a, with a mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, is a sword of righteousness to expose all those, my brothers and sisters, who would not seek perfect order. He would discern the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, those who are after the flesh and those who are after his spirit. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his honor, and unto his praise always. Hallelujah! And thank you all again, my brothers and sisters, for listening.